Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about the toy of the week. This week we're going to look at the Star Wars Rogue One 3¼-inch action figures Wave 2 case. I just opened the last figure from the case that I needed to open because I was holding off. You know, there's so much new stuff, sometimes you don't want to open it all up on the first day. Sometimes. Not always. But I did hold off on one, so let's get started. The first figure we're going to look at is Director Krennic. Orson Krennic is the guy in the white Imperial outfit with a cape. He has a removable cape, a small blaster you can put into a holster, and a rocket launcher, which I assume he does not have in the movie. But it's a good-looking figure. The hair is only one tone instead of two or so like he'd probably have in a bigger scale. But he stands just fine, has no problem holding his blaster. Detail on the uniform is really good. I like the off-white cape a lot, and he's got the sculpting with a pin and the code cylinders that I think would indicate he's an admiral. It's worth noting that due to the placement of pretty much everything, the holster kind of gets in the way of his arm and the cape and everything, so if you have him holding his blaster, he looks pretty good. If you have the blaster and the holster, the hand kind of sticks out a bit because the holster kind of knocks the arm forward a bit. But standing around in your dioramas, he looks great, and he fits in well with the Star Wars figures you've been accumulating since 1978. So does Jyn Erso, more or less. The Jada version is the one that looks like the Black Series figure. She's not super articulated, neither is Orson, but she does have a removable scarf and a huge shoulder-mounted rocket launcher that she can hold in her hand, too. It's weird, but it works. And there's also a blaster that fits into her hand and her holster. Looks great. Sculpting is very good. The color is probably just a tiny bit off. And the launcher has a pretty good range on it. I got one here. It works. The figure has fingerless gloves, vests, long sleeve shirt. Probably more layers than any other action figure I've ever seen. I'm guessing. I could be wrong. But yeah. So good sculpting. Lots of folds and wrinkles on her outfit. There's some ribbing on her jacket, and she stands, she sits, she looks good in vehicles. So this is pretty much a figure that turned out about as well as you could hope. I'm probably pronouncing this wrong. Chirrut Imwe is a blind samurai type, played by Donnie Yen. He has an extra point of articulation because one of his wrists can swivel. He includes a staff, which he can apparently just destroy people with. Very impressed. As well as a bow and arrow, which until a couple of days ago I would have assumed was not in the movie, but we saw him shoot a bow and arrow in the trailer. The figure has pretty heavy robes, and the legs can actually move forward just fine. He has no problem standing, great head sculpt, good eye paint, because he's blind in the movie, he has a certain kind of eye lens going on, and some armor, and the belt, and the bandolier, and the things of that nature all turned out quite nicely. Just due to the fact that this is an outfit unlike what you usually see in Star Wars, it might stick out a little bit, but it's Star Wars-y, turned out well, and given the movie's inspirations, I think it's a good fit. His partner, Baze Malbus, is in the two packs, which I have, and we'll talk about in the future. Next up is Rey. You've got Rey, but this is a new one. The new Rey has a new head and a new accessory. The rocket launcher is modeled after her speeder vehicle. Same color, mounts on her hand just fine, shoots well, looks good. The staff and backpack with Rey are just the same as the first release figure from last year. Head sculpt's new. It has it as she's starting to unwrap her head, so you can see her face, but her head and hair are all wrapped up, and she has goggles on her forehead. Really good head sculpt, turned out very nicely, and it's the only Force Awakens figure in this wave. I was going to say only new, but that's not accurate. It's the only one. If you don't have a previous Rey figure, it's good. If you have a previous Rey figure, it's pretty similar to this one. But I like getting figures with new head sculpts, so I got this, and I like new accessories too. Captain Cassian Andor is in his Yadu, I don't know how it's pronounced, outfit. It looks kind of like a Hoth outfit. The coloring looks a lot like Han Solo's Hoth outfit. The overall look is like the original Luke Skywalker Hoth Battle Gear action figure. Goggles on the head, scarf dangling off the right side. He's got gloves, got some pins, got a fuzzy hood, and a blaster that fits into his holster, as well as a zip line, which is one of two zip lines in the wave. I put it up on my desk. I had it hanging from a shelf in a transformer for a couple of days. Worked just fine, and you can zip across. It's a short string, but they kind of have to be, otherwise someone's going to get choked, such is the nature of the toy industry. It's a good-looking figure, stands well, doesn't sit so good, but it's got that whole skirt piece thing going on, and it has a very nice face sculpt with a really good paint job, much better than the one in the U-Wing fighter vehicle, I would say. So if you only get one Cassian Andor, I don't know what his main movie outfit is, because I haven't seen the movie yet, but this is a good one. Princess Leia from Star Wars Rebels is the only Star Wars Rebels figures in this wave, and it looks great. The figure's outfit is modeled after the original concept drawings from Ralph McQuarrie. She has an Imperial Stormtrooper blaster and a zipline. I could not get her to easily hold the zipline, so I don't know how well it works. The grip for her arm has a... It's sturdy, it's stiff, and that's kind of hard to clip it around her arm and get it so she's holding onto it. It's got this really great design. Cassian Andor has the same one, where you can basically have her hold on to a handle, and then an arm clip holds on to her, so it stays up real nice while she's swinging across whatever you're sending her. And it looks good, but it's a little weird. And along with Sabine and Kanan Stormtrooper disguise, all the new Rebels figures have been one per case so far. They seem to be selling quite nicely. If you see them, I recommend picking them up on site, just because Star Wars Rebels is very underloved. There's not a lot of product for it, and it's not made in huge numbers, as far as I can tell. So if you're watching the show and enjoying the show, just get it. The Stormtrooper, I did not talk about yet, because I haven't done Wave 1. For some reason I thought I did, but I didn't. The Imperial Stormtrooper is pretty great. Brand new sculpt, has a blaster, and the blaster is a little different, and it also has blast-open armor. If you pick up the figure, it has 5 points of articulation. That's one more than the vintage 1978 figure, because the head turns. The sculpt is easily Hasbro's best Stormtrooper to date. It's glossy, it shines, it's white, it's pretty, and it doesn't look like it's discoloring. He has no problem holding his gun. The gun has a different clip and a little scope-type thing off to the side that the original one does not have, so if you look at it, you'll immediately notice it is not the same as your other Stormtrooper blasters, which is a great and easy way to distinguish this figure from your Saga Legends figure, aside from the look of the plastic, the sculpt, the pose, and all that stuff. It doesn't have as much deco on the figure as the 2-pack Stormtrooper does, which comes with Baze Malbus. We'll talk about him in another show. But it looks good. It's a Stormtrooper. It looks kind of like the original Kenner Stormtrooper. Actually, if you want an update of the original 12 figures, other than the blaster, this is the Stormtrooper I'd recommend. I wish I had 50 more of them. It's great. What else? The armor looks like almost every Stormtrooper figure you've ever seen. He has no problem standing or sitting. Looks great in vehicles. Good range of motion. And I like the fact that the neck is ball jointed this time, because you can kind of give him some personality when he's looking at stuff. His accessory is a clip-on battle armor apron. So you put this apron on him and you push this thing in his belly and the part of the armor blasts off, leaving blast marks, and you can pretend he got shot. It's a neat idea, because it doesn't hurt the integrity of the figure, and it looks a little bulky, but it's okay. It's a cool feature. And it's optional. That's important, too. Rounding out the series is the figure you'll probably never see in stores, Darth Vader. It, depending on who you ask, is either an A New Hope or Rogue One figure, because I'm not quite sure exactly what's going on with this costume in the movie. The figure has the robes over the shoulder armor, the horizontal... parallel to his knuckles, gloves, and other details that are intrinsically A New Hopey. He's got his lightsaber in his hand, he's got a rocket launcher for reasons I don't understand, but it's modeled after the belt buckle, so it's immediately recognizable as a design that's Star Warsy. It clips on, it shoots, he can stand with it, he can hold it, he's got a cape that's removable, and he has an inner cape around his waist, the skirt piece, that is made in such a way where there's some cuts and you can kind of cram him into a vehicle. So it's not perfect, but it's a good design. He has no problem standing, and along with Chirrut Imwe, he has an extra point of articulation. This Darth Vader has a waist joint, unlike the other figures in the entire series, and I think pretty much every basic figure for the last year, so it's kind of distinctive. Sculpt's good, looks good, lightsaber does not have a flare at the base. He's the only figure with a lightsaber in this wave, and because it's Darth Vader, he's going to be very popular. So I'd recommend buying a case if you just want to make sure you get everybody. Sure, you'll get an extra Darth Vader. Yeah, you'll get an extra Chirrut Imwe and Jyn Erso, but did you not want these anyway? I did. So I like this stuff. It's a good wave overall. Great mix. If you're all in on Star Wars, it's worth picking up. On the cartons, you might be interested in knowing it says SWU, and on certain online retailers, the working title of Star Wars Universe has been described for this line, but it hasn't been adopted widely yet, and obviously it's Rogue One, so we're calling it Rogue One 3¾-inch Action Figures Wave 2. You can order it right now. We do not have it in stock, but if you want to do a back order, we offer free shipping in the United States for this item. I'd take advantage if I were you. I'd take advantage if I were me. I did take advantage, that's why I have it. So that's all I got. I like this wave a lot. I assume you will too. I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast.